بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are speaking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's conduct, the general conduct of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala and his companions. The last act of mannerism of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of was when he greeted someone and he shook their hands. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not be the first one to pull away his hand, but he would allow that person to pull away his hand first, not so that he doesn't give the person the impression that he doesn't want to hold his hand or he doesn't want to spend time with him or that he doesn't want to greet him. Another quality that Rasulullah had when he came to his Sahaba was the extent of his concern for every Sahabi. On one occasion, there was a battle that took place. And after the battle, Rasulullah was distributing the spoils of war. And he asked the Sahaba around him, "Hal tafqiduna ahadan? Is there anyone missing?" And Sahaba said, "Yes, fulan wa fulan wa fulan." In other words, they were martyred. They missing meaning they either injured, or they martyred, they were killed. So then Rasulullah asked him for a second time, "Hal tafqiduna ahadan? Is there anyone else missing?" They said, "Yes, fulanan wa fulanan wa fulan. This person, that person, this person." They gave a few names to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The third time he asked, "Hal tafqiduna ahadan? Anyone else?" They said, "No, Nabiyullah." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Walakinni afqidu Julaybiba." But I cannot see Julaybib radiallahu ta'ala. Now who was Julaybib? Julaybib was one of the unpopular, perhaps first time hearing his name, Julaybib. He was an unpopular Sahaba. A Sahabi whom no one would really notice, or whose presence meant nothing and whose absence meant nothing to the Sahaba. He was like a nobody in the community. But look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How he had concern for every single Sahaba. Whether it was the prominent Sahaba, the likes of Abu Bakr and Umar and Ali Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhum, or it was an ordinary Sahabi whom no one knew in the community, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the same level of concern for each and every single Sahabi of his. May Allah grant us the understanding.